Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. We got Dante Whitner, three-time Pro Bowler, Rob, NBC Sports Bay Area analyst. We've had him on before, does a good job. So he will join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to stick with football. Right now, the Chargers and the Cowboys locked at 7 apiece, Rob, early in the second quarter. Good game. What we expected, and right now the Chargers are trying to march down and take the lead, but it's a good contest so far. All right, Rob, we got to talk about the New England Patriots and what is going on with Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, and the crew. Simply put, they're horrible, which I'm not surprised. I thought they were the worst team in that division. Now, I did think when Aaron Rodgers got hurt that they would be the third best team or second worst team in the division ahead of the Jets. But I did not give them any shot at making the playoffs, and they're not going to. They're 1-5. Nobody's mathematically eliminated yet, but they're 1-5, and they're horrible, as I said. And Teddy Bruschi, who played, you know, for Bill Belichick
and won
and
Super
the Patriots,
Bowls.
Won Super Bowls, absolutely. We both worked with him at ESPN. He's a great guy. Great. Yep. Really, I really like Teddy. Just a real solid guy. And so he was on Get Up today talking about, Rob, what he thinks the future could hold or should hold for Bill Belichick. Here he is.
I think Bill Belichick is considering it, and I also think Robert Kraft is the one that has to start to consider, is it time to move on? Because right now, if they get a top five pick, Mr. Kraft has to decide if Bill is the right one to take one of those three, four quarterbacks, whatever it may be, that you can possibly get, and if he wants to start over with Bill. I have always known Bill to only coach for meaningful wins, meaningful in terms of division championships, playoff wins, Super Bowls. It's shifted now. The meaningful wins are now all for him.
Let me throw this at you, Rob, because we've kind of addressed it. Not kind of. We have addressed the notion of should Robert Kraft want Belichick to stay or to go? Should he, you know, we both said there's no way you fire him after all he's done for that franchise. But, you know, there could be a mutual parting of the ways where he resigns and goes out with some dignity and all that. But let me ask it this way. should Belichick himself want out of New England? Like, should he want this to be his last year there?
I don't know. I think I'm going to say no. That does he really? I mean, Bill Belichick's in his 70s, right? What? How old is he? We looked it up the other day. 71 or two or so. I mean, really, that we want to go and go start all over and or just and you don't have to. I mean, Bill Belichick's not. There's no guarantee he's going to go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl. And it's not about winning a Super Bowl.
He's 71.
71. Okay, it's not about winning a Super Bowl. It's about, you know, putting on, being competitive and playing, and we get that. And Mac Jones isn't the guy you thought he could have been or something, and you got to refigure that out. And as you go forward, you just can't be embarrassed every week. That's really what it comes down to. We talked about it.
But don't you think for him it is about winning a Super Bowl? I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I think that's everybody's goal.
I don't think he's thinking anything else.
Yeah, that's everybody's goal. But I don't think that, honestly, when he looks at that team with Mac Jones, he thinks he's winning a Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying.
Not them, but I mean, whether it's going somewhere else or, heck, rebuilding that whole roster. I mean, I think he's still like, I want to win Super Bowls. I mean, what else are you trying to do?
I'm not saying he doesn't want to win, but there's a realistic part that goes with it as well. And I think the bad part about it, Chris, is just that they're not competitive. That's what you look at, and it's shocking, is how uncompetitive or non-competitive they are. Like that's the sign that makes you cringe. We talked about it before when they, what was his record? It's right around 500, right? Since Brady left. Not like.
His record without Brady is below 500. 80 and 93 now, I guess.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, recently, it'd be interesting. It's probably below 500 now.
The last time we looked, it was close to it. You know what I mean?
They went 10-7. Didn't they go 10-7 and then 7-10?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I'm missing.
It wasn't like.
And now they're winning.
Right, and now, all right, so let me see. I'm trying to figure out. So before this season, Belichick was above 500, Chris, in the post-Tom Brady era, 25-23. That was before this year, and now, of course, they're off to a terrible start, so they're under 500. But the point is that, to me, it's not just losing. It's the way that they're losing. Don't you believe, like you don't remember a Bill Belichick team where they don't even compete? They get stomped by 30. Even the Raiders are so bad that they couldn't even stomp the Patriots. I mean, a nail-biter in order to beat a team like that everybody else is putting 30-plus points up. That's an indictment of the Raiders because that's a bad Patriots team. You said
it
earlier.
It's a bad team. It's interesting. I think ideally it would be best for him to finish his career in New England. It would be best if he could get that record. You know, he's 18 wins from beating Don Shula's all-time wins record. That includes playoff games. I think it would be best for himself, for the Patriots, and for football if he did that in New England. And I don't want to make more out of the record than it is, but, you know, that's where he did his stuff. And it'd be great if he got this achievement there. The problem is, and we talked earlier with one of the Fox Sports reporters about this, right? I mean, at this rate, it's going to take them, and we joked about 6 years, but, I mean, it could take 3, maybe 4. I mean, it's ridiculous how bad they are. And at some point, you don't want to just play for that. You don't want to just, let's get this record and then we can all move on. And so I kind of feel like the best thing for both parties would be at the end of the season if Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick met. And, you know, Kraft is like, look, I want to, you know, bring in a new front office. And we got a lot of revamping to do this offseason. And we want to bring us some new blood to kind of get it done. We want you to coach, Bill, but we want a new front office GM and all that. And if Bill's cool with it, great. If he's not, then they can set up some type of respectable parting of the ways. And so I think that's best. But, Rob, here's the thing. And if Belichick, he seems like he still wants to coach, Rob, right? I mean, you mentioned he's 71, but, you know, this is what these guys do.
No, Pete
Carroll's right. Old. You know, yeah, he wants to coach, apparently. Because he could have easily just, like, could have walked away maybe when Brady left. Or, you know, like, he's done everything. He's kind of, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, he's the GOAT. But he still wants to do it, and that's fine, and he probably does want to get that record. But here's the risk you run. I won't be mad at him if he goes elsewhere. But, Rob, he's already taken some shots, you know, with he lost the divorce, and, you know, Brady showed that he could win without Belichick. Belichick hadn't showed he could win without Brady and all that. And people are now – you know, nobody even, you'd be stupid to try to take away his achievements. But, you know, now there are some people saying, oh, you know, he's not that great without Brady and so on and so forth.
I don't know how people could say he's not great. I mean, he's done.
Well, he was great with Brady, and he's great. I mean, but he was with Brady, so he has not been great without Brady.
That's fine, but he also, when he was winning, he also put together some great defense.
He's a great defensive coach.
He is.
That's the thing. But without Brady, would he just be a great defensive coach? Defensive coordinator or whatever. But that's neither here nor there right now. I'm saying this, though, Rob. If he goes somewhere else and fails, like they're maybe they were a good team, he turns them into a bad team. Maybe they're bad and he never got them on the right track. I think that notion that he's not great, as you put it, it only gets bigger. If he goes somewhere else and struggles. Now, I think there's some good places he could go. Rob, the Chargers, they got a great offense. They need their defense has great individual players, but it's a bad unit. I mean, you would think he could turn that defense around. Leave the offense alone, leave it to Kellen Moore, and coach that defense. Like, that's the type of team I think he could go to, and you would think they would have some success. But I think it's risky because if he goes somewhere and doesn't do well, it could do even more damage to his reputation.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, New England's been its home. It would be for him to be, you know, looking for somewhere else to go. Because to me, if I'm Bill Belichick, it's New England or retire. Like, if you want to retire and you don't want to get the record, which I don't believe that's the case, unless he's just, you know, fired, you know what I mean, or something like that, he would have people would definitely be interested.
Oh yeah, he would definitely get a job.
I don't think like he would be in a situation where nobody's like, oh no, he's done, there's no way we're interested in Bill Belichick. I don't see that.
I agree, because again, no matter where you fall on the him with or without Brady, his defense is great with or without Brady.
Right. And
if you've got a good offensive coordinator like he had in Josh McDaniels, you know what I mean? Like, you can make it'll work. I mean, because he's going to make your defense great. So, yeah, I agree. I think he would be wanted elsewhere. And it really all depends on how hungry he is, Rob, to win another Super Bowl. I'm sure, yeah, he wants that record, but I'm sure he probably wants another Super Bowl. And so it depends on how hungry he is for it as to whether or not he stays in New England or goes elsewhere. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think Bill Belichick should consider retirement after this season or maybe moving on and going to another team? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should Bill Belichick consider retiring after this season? Or should he look to go elsewhere and coach for another team? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple.
All right, Will in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
Oh, nothing much. What's going on, gentlemen, on this football Monday here? You know something? This is one of those situations where it doesn't have to be uncomfortable on the exit, especially if both parties sort of know that they've reached the zenith of where they're ever going to be at, right? And that can be anything. And this is certainly a relationship, a business relationship, you know, a professional football relationship, whatever you want to call it. But I don't think that the path for Bill, like optics-wise, him going somewhere else, yeah, he could and be, you know, every bit as what we think potentially be, you know, maybe a little bit rejuvenated, maybe his efforts in a situation like San Diego, especially defensively, yes, that makes sense. But it doesn't really feel Belichick-esque. It feels like, you know, maybe this is it as far as him coaching is the Patriots. But whatever that's going to be moving forward, if there's going to be some new energy, he needs to put that in. If he's not able to do that, then I think the organization of Patriots maybe have a conversation with him about maybe taking a look at
the way,
or something like that.
This certainly doesn't feel Belichickian, 1-5 and getting housed every week. That's for sure.
Yeah, the problem, too, is that it's just so ugly. Right. It's just
Rob, he suffered his two worst losses overall, 35 points, and at home, 34 points in 2 weeks.
Right, in back-to-back weeks. Yeah. That's the other part. Yeah, it's just it's so ugly there. 877-99 on Fox. Damon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Do we have Damon?
Hello?
Yep, Damon in Louisville. Yep. How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great.
Good. My response about the Bill Belichick, I don't think he's going to go anywhere anytime soon. He's so close to winning the all-time coaching wins record that Mr. Kraft might keep him around and then let him walk off after he passes Don Shula.
I mean, that makes sense, but it could take them two or three more years after this one.
Well, yeah, he's got to start. Yeah. If they win five or six games, then it's okay. You know what I mean? Then it's in play, Chris. But if they go
3-14,
right? If it's only
I think he only needs like 29, 28
more wins. He needs 18.
Yeah.
But if they win four this year and six next year, I mean, I agree. Like, I think that's best for everybody if he does it in New England, but I don't think they want to wait around and have it take, you know, several more years either. That's the problem, Rob.
That is the biggest problem, you know? Is that time just so when you're losing like that, it's hard to look down the road and think that he's going to be around. He's 71. He's going to be here at 75 trying to win one more game.
Right. And I think, too, and look, I think I'm sure a lot of people would love to see him do it. But you also, Rob, don't want it to – if it really takes a while, you don't want any feeling that we're kind of, as a franchise, this is all we're focused on. You know what I mean? Like, we just got to get Bill to break this record. I mean, you want everybody to be focused on just, you know, winning football games and making the playoffs and doing whatever you can do there. But if they're bad and it's just all about let's just get Bill this win and that win and get this record, it just can really – it could really be bad for morale with that franchise.
No doubt. David in Miami, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, David?
Hey, guys, quick question for you. Did Belichick all of a sudden take stupid pills and he forgot how to coach? Every great coach has one thing in common. He's got great players. You can't name a dynasty that didn't have great players. Not one.
No, of course not. No doubt about it. We talk about it all the time. There's plenty of Greg Popovich hasn't won anything in a while, right? Right. Well, they don't have any players. Right.
Now he's got
to be winning, but,
yeah. Right. I mean, we know it.
Well, we said it, and we said San Antonio didn't think about firing him either.
And they'd allow him to lumber along, Chris, with some bad seasons for a while.
So. Yeah, I mean, hey, guys, when did Red Auerbach turn into a genius?
Right.
When he got Bill Russell.
Thank you very much. When he got Bill Russell, he turned into a genius. I want the guy who realized if he traded Herschel Walker and got all those draft picks, that's the guy I want.
No doubt. Appreciate the call. Thank you, David in Miami. All right.
Rob, you know what's interesting quickly before we go to break? You see all these teams starting to do the tush push or the brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it. You know how Philadelphia does that?
There was a song, Push in the Bush.
Yeah, I remember that song. But you know what I'm talking
right.
about?
Uh-huh. Fourth and one. Yep.
And none of them can do it well. Like, I mean, a team might make it here or there, but Philadelphia makes it.
It seems like Philly, like every time they do it, they get in the end zone. It's amazing.
Well, first down, end zone, whatever it might be, but Dallas just tried it and they didn't get it. Like, my guess is teams aren't practicing it as much as Philadelphia. Like, they think, oh, let's just put our guys up there. And you know, block them low and push.
It ain't that easy, Chris.
Behind. No, obviously not.
Look at the Chargers. How many times they've gone for it in their own end for 1 yard, and they can't get it.
Yeah, the Chargers. I envision tonight a 4th and 12 from their own 6. They're up 3 with 1:12 left.
Man,
and instead of punting, they go for it.
That would be ugly.
I'm just playing kind of, sort of, but who knows with Brandon Staley. All right, Dante Whitner's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code odd100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest is a three-time Pro Bowler, now NBC Sports Bay Area analyst. We welcome in Dante Whitner. Dante, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. How y'all doing?
We're good, man. Always great to have you on. And let's talk about those Niners.
Absolutely.
Right now, everybody's talking about Brock Purdy and, oh, was he exposed
and
yesterday?
He wasn't as Purdy as he had been. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Was he exposed yesterday without McCaffrey and Debo and all of that? What is your take on Purdy yesterday and overall?
Well, I think it was the perfect storm. They played a tough team, fast and aggressive, young, with a coordinator in Schwartz who, you know, kept his foot on the gas the entire game, and he inherited a defensive line that can do some things to the 49ers that a lot of defensive lines can't do, and that's really play bully ball on the interior offensive line. I thought Dalvin Tomlinson, he was unblockable, and they put him over both young guards, and he really disrupted the run game. And then when it came to the pass game, those defensive backs for the Cleveland Browns got up and pressed the 49ers. There's not too many teams that can press them across the board and throw the timing of their routes off. And then you had the rain start. So a lot of the ball slipped out of Brock Purdy's hands. Even though when he threw that interception on, it was great coverage from the Cleveland defensive back, but it was open. It was just slightly off. But all in all, he did put a drive together at the end of the game. And, you know, the third-round kicker, Jake Moody, just missed the field goal. So All in all, the coordinators had injuries. They didn't play their best, and they still had an opportunity to win it. But hats goes off to the Cleveland Browns. They have a phenomenal defense.
Their defense, Chris was saying earlier in the show, has a chance. What is it, Chris? They have
you probably know, Dante, they're on pace to give up the fewest yards since the 1970 Minnesota Vikings, who were known as a purple people eaters.
Right. What you were talking about, they're young, they're fast, and they're aggressive. What exactly do they do? Is it the blitzing kind of stuff? What do they do to neutralize these quarterbacks?
Well, they blitz when it's the appropriate time, but when you have a defensive line that plays at their level and can consistently put pressure on the quarterback and disrupt the run game, you don't have to allocate a lot of guys to affecting the quarterback. And then the defensive backs that they have, they're for real. Denzel Ward, number 23, who had the interception yesterday. Thornhill, who came over from the Kansas City Chiefs. They play solid football. They understand leverage, and they're physical, and they tackle well. Listen, there's not too many teams that can beat up on the 49ers physically the way that the Cleveland Browns did. They knocked out their top two playmakers early in the game, you know, and there's something to be said about that. It's not a fluke with the Cleveland Browns defense.
We know they had won, I think, 14 or 15 straight regular season games with McCaffrey. If he's out for an extended period, and Debo as well, how do you think they compensate for losing those two guys?
Well, they have some young backs. They have Elijah Mitchell, who played last week, who's been out with an injury. He was a 1,000-yard back a year ago. Still, George Kittle only had 1 yard receiving yesterday. Yeah. At any time, they can turn that on. And then Brandon Ayuk on the outside. He's playing like a top-10 wide receiver right now with the ability to separate and get open. I think he's pushing towards somewhere 500 yards, but you're right. They need Debo Samuel for the variations in this offense on first and second down, and also Christian McCaffrey, who's the centerpiece. If Christian McCaffrey can't go for a while, they're going to have to manufacture some running yards and rely heavily on the defense. But every football season, you expect these type of things to happen. You just want to keep the boat afloat as these guys heal up, and the 49ers have shown that they can do that over the past few years.
Do the 49ers have to win this year? I mean, at some point, Kyle Shanahan's going to have to cash in that check. And, you know, he's had good teams or whatever, and he's had meltdowns in some big games, especially in the fourth quarter. I can't remember the exact number, but he's been shut out in three big games at the end. Is this like one of those years, or no, the window is going to be open for a while?
I think the window will be open for a while, being that you have Brock Purdy, and he's on his rookie deal, and it's only second year of that deal. You have a lot of the guys who are, you know, center stone pieces around him signed up for the foreseeable future, and then on the defensive side of the ball as well. So I think that the window will be open for a number of years. But right, the sense of urgency is open for the 49ers. They have the best roster in the entire NFL. They have all the pieces that they need. And Kyle Shanahan even said it out himself. This is the happiest he's been with the quarterback position, you know, in a long time. So I think, yes, this is a year where they have to win it or it will be considered a failure year.
Who's their biggest competition in the NFC?
Their biggest competition in the NFC, I think the Philadelphia Eagles are dealing with some problems in their secondary and getting their offense back on track. Teams are really starting to figure out that offense in Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts. You know, so I think they're going to be difficult, even if they do see, you know, the 49ers. And then I think the Detroit Lions are sneaking up on people. I think they have the weapons on the outside. They have the mentality. Aaron Glenn, who was, you know, a GA with the Cleveland Browns when I was there, he's now the defensive coordinator over there. And, you know, he has those guys flying around and playing well. And then they have Aiden Hutchinson, who can consistently apply pressure on the quarterback. So I think that the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles right now are two top contenders for the 49ers in the NFC.
Not the Cowboys.
I don't think the Cowboys. I'm watching them right now. I just don't believe in Dak. You know, and you know, he has the skills and the capabilities, but I don't know if the offense is modernized enough. When you watch the 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City, and the top offenses, even Buffalo, they modernize their offense. They do some unusual things that really get defenses off balance, and I don't really see it with the Dallas Cowboys.
So even though the Cowboys have won 12 games the last couple of years, you still just think that, what, come playoff time, they can't do it? You know what I mean? 12 games is a lot of games the last couple of years.
Yeah, 12 games is a lot of games, but when it really counts in the playoffs, when it's one and done, they don't get it done. And usually they meet up with the 49ers, who they have a mental block for some reason against, and they always get out physical, they get out coached, and they get out played. So until you show that you can conquer that hill, I don't believe in them.
They, the Niners, and the Eagles said this today or yesterday, Jalen Hurts talking about learning from the loss and losses build character and all that. I mean, that's cliche, but I do think a loss could be good for the Niners as they lost yesterday, or the Eagles as well. When you're playing as a player, war losses, I mean, obviously you don't want to lose every week, but if you had a really good team and you were rolling, could a regular season loss be good for you guys, and how?
Yeah, so regular season loss can definitely be good because it resets you and make you refocus. A lot of times you can be inflamed with the ego, and that's just the entire football team, the coaching staff, and the organization, to where you feel like you're God's team to football, and then you go out there and get humbled like the Cleveland Browns did you. Everybody expected the 49ers to go into Cleveland and just roll over them, and Cleveland Browns had another idea in mind. And that can happen on any given Sunday because the guys are so talented, and there's not that big of a disparity in talent from the worst team in the NFL to the best team. So each and every week you have to be detailed, you have to be focused, you have to play with a certain amount of energy. And if you don't do those things and the refs are against you, like it seemed like it was against the 49ers on Sunday, anybody can beat you at any moment.
Nah, that's the truth, man. No doubt about it. All right,
we saw it this weekend. I'll tell you that.
Yep, no doubt. Great stuff. That's Dante Whitner.
Thanks, Dante.
NBC Sports Bay Area analyst. Thanks, man.
Hey, Dante.
Awesome stuff. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Dante. Yep. We'll NBC you later.
All right, you guys.
Dante, I'm sorry.
Everything's not funny.
My goodness, the Colorado Buffs. like a car wreck you Chris, can't what was turn that? Away from? Or people, is that what people are saying? That's what Rob is saying.
I'm just like, what was that? My God.
Yeah, it was bad. We'll get into that next. Things have gone south for Deion and the crew. Keep it locked. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
I need a cold shower.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, Rob, let's end it here. I guess on a downer, so to speak.
Yeah, it is a downer, but the D-backs are alive, Chris. 5-2. It ain't over yet. 5-2 in the sixth inning. There we go.
Yep. Yeah, Philly's been putting it on them, but we will see how this one ends out. But Colorado, Rob, Deion Sanders, all the rage, and rightly so, understandably so.
Well, when you go to one-win team and you win your first game against TCU that was in the championship game, you're going to get attention.
Yep. Okay. He's done a good job, no question about it. And so Friday night they played, and everybody wants to tune in to every game they play. And I watched the first half.
Like
and
everybody up, else yeah, in America.
Right. They were up 29-0. And then I didn't watch the rest because it was like, oh, this is a blowout. You know, I'm going to do something else. And I wake up in the morning.
You couldn't believe it, could you?
No, I was shocked.
Nobody. Most people. I went. Where was I? I was somewhere, Chris, on Saturday. And I told, I was with David Justice Saturday morning. We were doing some stuff. And I told him, and he looked at me, he said, what are you talking about? I watched the first half. I said, they lost last night. No, they didn't. He wouldn't believe me. He said, no, they didn't lose. I said, they lost. Dave, look on your phone. They lost.
Right.
He couldn't believe it. And you were talking about people tuning in to watch, Chris. You ready for this? This is how big of a draw that the Colorado and Deion have been. WWE SmackDown, Chris, have been the number one Friday night program for 11 straight weeks. That's until this past Friday when Colorado Stanford topped them with a 3.3. That they beat the wrestling.
Wow, that is incredible.
Now, that tells you something.
That's a lot.
That is. That on a Friday night game, college football game.
Wow.
Their previous two losses against Oregon and USC had averaged 8.64 million viewers. The Oregon game, Chris, is the highest-rated college football game of the year. And the USC game was the highest-rated of this past week. So the ratings are through the roof whenever Colorado and Deion are involved. But now with them losing, as you say, things are going south, right? I still think people want to tune in. They want to see the wreckage. Like, people like a train wreck. They were interested when they started winning, but I don't think they're going to all the way turn away, Chris, from this.
Oh, no. I mean, right? I'm not. I mean, a lot of it is, and I don't think, look, there are obviously some haters out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that want to see them lose. But right. that's human nature. Everybody's right. not going to be on board.
And as they say, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Right.
So there are people that want to see, as you put it, the train wrecker. But there are, like me, I'm not pulling against them. I want to see them keep winning. So even when I think they're not going to win, like they got three ranked teams left on their schedule, Rob, out of five games. UCLA, which is 25, Oregon State, number 12, and Utah, number 14. So they got some tough games. But I want to see, it's just interesting. It's just like if Damian Lillard going to the Bucks, you're going to want to see Kyrie going to Dallas. Even when they weren't winning, and even this year if they don't win, you still want to see it. You want to see the dynamic. When people are that great, even if they're not winning, you still are drawn, at least me, I feel, you're drawn to it. And I think with Deion, it's just like, I mean, they're 4-3, so he's obviously done a good job there. If they were a joke, Rob, like from the get-go, they wouldn't be, you know, I don't think they'd be this.
No. Huge, I mean, Deion has star power anyway.
Yeah.
So there's
that they're pretty good. Like right. He's had some success. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a combination. If Deion didn't have the star power, probably wouldn't have got the attention right away. And then had they lost to TCU and got blown out or something, they wouldn't be there. That was the one that kickstarted everything. And then they won the first three, right? And then
You're right though. I mean, when they I thought they were 21 point underdogs. I think
they're supposed to get blown out in that game, right?
Right. And so I just thought, I didn't know what TCU had coming back or whatever, but I figured, oh, okay, they're gonna blow them out. And then you see they win. And Shadur's throwing for all this yardage, and you're like, hold up. And Travis Hunter's going both ways, and you're like, wow. And then they beat Nebraska. Now, we know Nebraska's not
that good, right, but still.
But, right, it's still Nebraska. They're still better than Colorado, generally. And so they beat them, and then, like you said, they went 3-0. And the coach from Colorado State is talking. So it just really took on a life of its own. And I think, Rob, I mean, I think people are – they're going to be a draw the rest of the season. And I do think – I mean, what they showed – now, did USC take its foot off the gas? Did they, you know
– I don't know.
Think,
oh,
these guys aren't that good. Yeah, I mean, so them playing USC tough, I mean, it makes – if they can play these top – or these ranked teams tough – then I think as long as they do that, people are going to still tune in. And now people want to see Shadur, right? How good is he? They want to see Travis Hunter, who he kind of got served last week.
I was going to say, yeah. Not, I mean,
yeah, they threw at him. And
well, he's coming back from an injury, and yep. If I'm a offensive coordinator, I'm going at him too. He's gonna have to make some plays. You know what I mean,
yep,
Chris?
Yep.
You're gonna have to prove himself. You're gonna make
and
some
you know,
plays that you're good.
He was a big time recruit. Even you know, he went to Jackson State, but he was going to Florida State, I believe. And so he's a huge recruit. So you know, like these guys, the opponents are like, okay, Everybody thinks this dude's so good, right? I'm going at him. Let's see what he got. You know, I can make a name for myself off of him. And I think, Rob, that's part of it too. Like, teams are also looking to make a name for themselves off of Deion. Beat his team, right? And you're going to get some love. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. But keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. They bring fire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.